At night, they would rest against the shore, dreaming the dreams that propelled them upstream in search of the source of their existence.
Memories of the last time were not helping me. Everything has changed.
Each has a story to tell. Tales of fire and ice, flora and fauna, and human folly.
In early morning, streams of electromagnetic energy erupting from the solar flare caused some radio communications blackouts.
Embedded in them is the sound of moving plates, the bass rumble of temblors. They have sheltered the snake and given way to the machines of men.
Each has a story to tell. Tales of fire and ice, flora and fauna, and a human folly.
It is they who are now the transmitters, feeding.
They look at the sun as if they want to pull it down to them.
What are they saying exactly?
What silent words does this garden contain?
But blocks of stone on pieces of gravel.
Feeding.
It is better, after a long contemplation, to lend an ear in order to catch their voices, which have been stifled by so many days and nights and so much talk and noise.
What are they saying exactly?
A hurrying and a frantic cramming of life into a few starved breaths,
scarcely born, and then adulthood, and then old, and then dead.
It's true.
If we hear the sound, I am nothing but blocks of stone. We are able to know it.
Sitting on
They've been swimming against the current for as
meaning
long as they
nothing,
could remember.
When, what a first. What
it's
a
not
first,
their fault, really.
First.
Space
first,
has no first, ground.
I am nothing but
I
weight
nothing,
and silence, inertia
weight
and density.
And silence.
Inertia.
Being what it is,
being like what it is,
being one with emptiness.
Meaning, what a fuss about nothing.
Still, there is a strong chance that the first shockwave of a fast-moving mass will smash
silent
and trigger a disruption.
Heartache is not something I choose to invite in.
Find yourself.
Nothing will ever learn my secret, or even whether I can.
These things torture them.
It is better, after a long contemplation, to lend.
Heartache is not something I choose to invite in.
The line turns upon itself, ricochets off in the opposite direction.
So many days and nights.
The only thing that can penetrate me is the strident cry of the cicada that pierces the heart of summer.
The chasm may be deep, but not too wide for the palms to meet.
Nothing will ever learn my secret, or even whether I contain one.
There are geophones, instruments for detecting vibrations passing through stone, soil, or ice.
All these years, I have remembered the friendliness and wondered where it had gone to.
The bridge builders always seem to arrive later rather than sooner to pick up the pieces after the damage is done.
Nothing!
Be silent and try through my hermetic body to find yourself.
What the hell
are you saying? They climb over the rubble and survey the blood-soaked land. The bloated corpses floating on the river like stepping stones.
It is they who are the transmitters now.
Sex in them is twisted. They practice eating earthy
sex
substances.
Sex is twisted in them.
Some of those who had subjected themselves to the stone's emanations
seemed to want to feel them again.
The little dream that is their life between birth and death feeds sex to a famine.
Sex in them is twisted.
Dry wrestle of wind in the desert, where once there was water.
I have lost my way.
The gleam of light on the tree.
And time.
Its gravities.
The brief heartbreak.
Look at me.
Beauty of their young.
Without saying a word. And ask me.
It's not their fault, really.